BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
His Tuesday Scott Mills Daily Podcast includes an innuendo bingo with Cricket's Graham the Swan Swan, which is epic. There appears to be a large gap looming on TV of a Wednesday night. It's okay, Chris has got some ideas. There's more bangers, and Charlie Sloth is back on Real or No Real. Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1. You alright, Chris?
Yeah, I'm really good.
We are just preparing the studio for Graham Swan to play innuendo bingo at 1:45 today. He's off of cricket, of course.
He is, yeah. And I mean, it's a little bit different to, say, Bobby from Towie.
Yeah, but that's what I like about this game. It's varied.
That's what I mean. Is the game stays the same, but the people can be, you know, very different in characters. It still works.
We've got a lot of good cricket clips as well today for Swanee. Is it Swanee? The chinny?
Well, what are you going to say to him? Because I think you need to act like you do actually know him.
Okay.
I know he's a cricketing legend.
I know him.
You don't know.
I'm going to... Right, my first thing is... Should I say what I've written down?
Yeah.
Graham, you've always been one of my favourite wicket takers.
But the problem is, whenever you say anything, it sounds like an innuendo in itself. That sounds like one.
Is that not a first, like a good opening question?
He is a wicket taker.
He is. He really is.
I guess
you're a wicket taker.
I guess.
You were part of the England team that became the best ranked Test team in the
this
world.
Is what I mean, so I think what you're best doing is like I can deal with some of that. You steer clear and just I don't know. Talk about his love life or something.
Sure.
I don't know.
It's all right. I'll work out. I've got half an hour. It's all fine.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Mills here. Chris on the Isle of Man. Hello, Isle of Man. Hello, Douglas. Says, 3 years ago today, you played the first Christmas song of the year. Fancy doing it again this year?
No, you see.
No, I know I do, actually.
You fancy it?
Yeah, don't you?
No, I don't. But then I don't think I ever really get on board when you do the first song of the year. Because I for me, it's still kind of summertime. We should be hanging on to that.
Not summer, though. It's just freak weather, this.
I think what you need to do is play the first song, the first Christmas song, really, when it's the first feeling of Christmas.
No, I don't.
Otherwise,
agree.
You could be ridiculous and just do it at any time, which is, I suppose, what you do.
Mate, I've played it in August before. This is well late for me. I'm just saying, like, let's talk about it. But in the next couple of weeks...
I
think it needs to happen. I really think it needs to happen. Graham Swan on Innuendo Bingo coming up at 1:45 today. Looking forward to meeting him.
Yeah, I'm dead excited. He's just tweeted. I think he's caught in some traffic. But let's not make that an excuse, Swanee, if you're listening.
Yeah. So the chin is coming up. Is it the chin?
I believe so.
1:45.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Cricket lols coming up with Graham Swan on Innuendo Bingo. He's in a bit of traffic at the moment. He'll be here in a minute.
As you called him earlier, Graham the Swan.
Swan.
Not quite right.
What is it then? Graham the Chin. No, what is it?
Well, he does have a nickname, which is the Chin. I'm not sure if that really is official, if it's something that he decided on, if it's just something that's stuck. But there
really,
is that.
I really hope he's not listening.
I guess it's like me calling you the nose, isn't it? It's just like a prominent feature.
What, my nose is a prominent feature?
No, I'm not saying your nose is a prominent feature. Okay.
I
forgot you're going to be really sensitive about it. I'm just saying it's like picking one part of your face, isn't it? And
right.
Having that as the nickname.
I'm aware that I have a slightly hooked nose. It's fine. I'm absolutely fine with it.
But what I think you should do is just call him
Swan. You say I look a bit like a witch.
I don't know why you've taken this away from Graham Swan now back on you. What I'm saying is...
Because you're being offensive, that's why.
I reckon just call him Swanee, and that's
Swanee.
Safe bet.
Right.
Do it with confidence, otherwise you'll sound like... It will just sound awkward.
Okay. Absolute legend, Graham Swan, coming up on Innuendo Bingo. I do like it that we get the sport people on sometimes. It's not just reality contestants.
Definitely.
Really good.
Definitely.
Yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
We need to say happy birthday to Alice off of Tattoo Fixers on E4.
Oh, yes.
Remember when they came in for bingo?
Yeah, we love Alice.
We love all of them, but we love Alice particularly. So happy birthday, Alice. I think she might be listening in the tattoo parlour right now.
And then Tattoo Fixers last night, of course.
Yes.
Which
where she said that she loves me and doesn't want me to die, which is nice.
Yeah, she was basically, they were having that discussion that I think everyone has about like favourite celebrities.
She said, if Scott dies, I'd be so upset.
They laughed so hard when they said your name, just because...
They did say, any celebrity, like ever, who would you be upset? And she was like, Scott Mills. I've got to admit, I was laughing hard.
But amazing. Amazing that she chose you.
I know. What are your views on tattoos, by the way?
In what sense?
Have you got any?
No, I haven't. No, have
ever
you?
Ever thought about it?
Maybe not. No.
No, I haven't. Ever been out with anyone that's had a tattoo?
Probably.
Right. Yeah, I've never done it.
Why are you going with this?
All right, I'm just asking for a friend, right, who actually values your opinion quite a lot and listens to the show every day. They listen to the podcast.
Okay.
Right, so, like, okay, you've not got a tattoo.
I personally haven't got a tattoo.
Yeah. If, let's say, someone was thinking of going out with somebody that they thought was quite hot, right?
Right.
I'm asking for a friend. And then... and then you found out they had a tattoo which said, Talisa... Would you still go through with that?
Oh, I see. Okay, well, I'm
it
wondering...
It says Talisa on the tattoo there.
And where's the tattoo?
Arm.
Okay. Well, I guess that's the case...
Just first thing you think of, say also, it.
Well, probably, I'd probably have to question it. I'd probably say no. But...
Right, that's all he needs to know.
But I would also say apply for tattoo fixes.
Definitely yes, as soon as you can. The Scott Mills Daily. Good afternoon, Graham Swan.
Afternoon, Scott.
How
so
are you?
I'm
no,
very well,
you're not
thank
that
you.
Late. It's the traffic's bad today, right?
It's sun's out, so all the idiots are out in their cars.
We've had cricket royalty on the show before with Jonathan Agnew, but we're really pleased to have you on today. So thank you for coming in.
No, my pleasure.
Because often it's a constant diet, this game of, you know, reality stars and people trying to plug something. So it's nice to have someone that can actually do something good.
Oh, that, right.
You know what I mean?
There are going to be people that are listening that have played this game that you're massively offending now. So who do you mean by not good?
No, I just mean like Graham's actually achieved something.
I know.
Oh, I'm making it worse.
Anyway, Graham's great a champ.
You yeah, you're a champ.
Well, thank you.
You're on tour at the moment, right?
Yes. So I've got a theatre tour with Henry Blofeld, who, if you don't know, is that really posh guy I've heard on TV adverts and on the radio. And because I'm absolutely not like him, we've paired up. And we're doing a theatre tour, and it's an absolute hoot.
So what happens in the theatre tour then?
Well, we just tell stories, basically, and, you know, some true and some made up just to get a laugh, and it goes off a treat. A bit of audience participation. We get someone up to get their kit on.
Do you?
Kit on.
On,
right, yes.
Okay. Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's not like our gig. Yeah, when you, you know when you're on a tour, apart from the cricket, is it a bit like going to, like, Magaluf? Because it's like... Lads in, like, back in the day.
Lads in football shirts.
Well, like, you know, 15 lads in Barbados.
Oh, what you mean when you're doing the cricket tours?
Yeah, but when, you know, when you're off from the cricket and you've just got a bit of spare time.
Yeah.
You must have some great stories.
It depends where you are. If you're in somewhere like India, you're not allowed to leave your hotel, so you all play FIFA and Call of Duty and
right.
Become all like a spotty teenager with bad skin. But then in the West Indies, it's always party on and there's always a breeze. So that's all right.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you that.
It's awesome.
It's good, isn't
it's definitely
what goes on
awesome.
Tour and all that.
Right. But like, is there much chance to party
a little bit if you win games that tends to be let your hair down.
Yeah,
I've DJ'd a couple of times
stories.
That their
I feel
end
like
of
I'm
season
set up here.
No, not at all.
Their end of season cricket awards and it's really on.
Is it?
Yeah, it put everyone partying hard.
Yeah, yes. I heard everyone gets drunk and like bids too much on auctions for things
oh,
and stuff
okay.
like that.
Well,
yeah.
That's not made it on there yet.
Oh yes, that's not been on yet. Has
that
it,
was
Chris?
An error.
That was an error. Yeah.
But anyway,
you might as well say it now.
Back to your show that you're doing. Is it different playing for a theatre crowd than it is, say, a sporting arena?
Should we go back to that?
Answer that question first and we'll go back to it, Graham.
Yeah, no, it is great. It's the nearest thing you can have to playing cricket, I reckon, to being out in the middle and performing. But when you're playing cricket, you've grown up doing that and you're good at it and you know you're good at it.
Yeah.
When you're on tour, on a theatre tour, you've never done it in your life.
Do you ever get heckled?
Not so far. And if you're coming to watch me, don't heckle me because I've got no comebacks whatsoever. I'm going to have to buy a Jimmy Carr video and just copy his.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. What was the auction story, Chris? Remind us.
Okay. All right, straight up. I was DJing the end of season cricket awards for a lot of these guys. Mm. It was me and Greg James because we sometimes like to go to the cricket.
Of course.
So anyway, I got invited
cricket
along to
geeks,
do that.
You might say.
But they also invited us along to go to dinner beforehand, which
massive
was lovely.
Massive deal, that. Yeah, I know. You were so excited.
But because obviously I'm surrounded by all these like basically
ballers.
Heroes of mine,
yeah.
I tried to act like them. And
oh,
when there was
no.
an auction come up, I thought I could do that thing. You know where you bid? Look like you're taking part, but someone will always beat you.
Yeah, so you put your hand up.
And the problem is no one went after me and I was landed with something that I was well out of my depth with.
Yes. Yeah, but you just wanted to take part because it is exciting.
I wanted to take part.
You feel like the big man, don't you?
Yeah, exactly. Great. I wanted people
in that horrible sinking feeling.
Yeah, oh. But like he was in a room with big men, but not a big man. So he puts his hand up. He's like, "Yeah, I'll do it. Yeah, I'm a baller." Oh.
Honestly, I'm getting clammy palms even thinking about it.
I know,
that.
I'm sorry. Let's move on. Right, we'll play Kent Jones and Don't Mind, and then we're going to play Inuit Bingo with Graham Swan.
The Scott Mills Daily.
That is true. That's only half the story there. What did Chris end up paying and what did he bid for? We'll go into that another time, shall we, Chris?
Yeah.
That was Kent Jones and Don't Mind, and now it's this. Cameras are on.
It's time to witness the wetness. This is Innuendo Bingo.
You can watch us right now on the Radio 1 website, on your phone, computer, laptop, tablet. Graham Swan off of Cricket Legend is here. Good to have you on today, Graham. Are you ready for this game?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, I think you are.
So you've seen the videos, you know how it works.
Yeah,
it's all
I love
chat.
This. Right. I'm a big fan of this.
Oh,
I'm
yeah.
You know, when I'm not in... having to say that. Yeah. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, you're Thank actually you. A big fan?
Yes.
Or,
yeah. Oh, this is great. I like it when they actually know what it is. Okay. Watch us now on the Radio 1 website. Graham Swan is about to get a little bit wet on Innuendo Bingo. Let's make it a good one, lads.
Right.
Chin chin. Bottoms up. Here we go. Now, Graham, you're a cricketer. So, what? That's true. So we thought we'd kick off with a cricket clip for you. Now, we're going over to Channel 5, and it's the coverage of England v Pakistan in the Test match. And it's Pakistan's captain, Misbah Ul Haq. Now, Pakistan were absolutely thrashed in this Test, as you know, Graham. And obviously, I think that generally, cricket is a gentleman's game. But I'm going to be honest, Misbah sounds like a little bit of a sore loser here.
They haven't taken wickets with the spin. The seamers bowl really well, so we need to be ready for that, because you can't control tosses.
Okay.
Amazing clip to start things off there.
Oh, wow.
Thanks, Misbah.
You can't control tosses.
It's true. He knows what he's talking about. Water, please.
Oh, I didn't think I'd have to hold it in that long.
No.
Graham Swan on Innuendo Bingo. What time to be live? Now we're going to Come Dine With Me on Channel 4. Truly amazing, I think, the lengths that some people will go to win that £1,000 in that envelope. I really hope Jenny knows what she's doing here.
In the kitchen, Jenny's thoughts turn to her intriguingly titled dessert, Étoile de Mer.
Étoile de Mer, I mean, it just sounds rude, doesn't it?
I wanted to surround my chocolate starfish with a little mystery.
And who doesn't?
I wanted to surround my chocolate starfish with a little mystery.
Thank you to Sarah. Thank you to Sarah for spotting that one.
I didn't know your laugh was like this.
It's strange when you hear someone's laugh. You kind of know quite well, isn't it, for the first time?
It doesn't match.
It doesn't match. Can't say that. He sat in front of you. Rude.
Oh, dear.
Okay. Water, please. We're going back to the cricket. What? It was good today. Everyone's got the giggles now. It's going to be a problem.
Go.
Here we go. Oh, no, water, please. Here we go. Back to the cricket, and it's former Prime Minister David Cameron off of. What a legacy.
We've been doing that in a big way recently. We've got to stop.
Off air. Do, 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 do. It's a good tune. Do, do, do. Now, Graham, you're on the Test Match special team, aren't you?
Mm-hmm.
Would you have the nerve to ask questions like this?
It's lovely to be here for an afternoon of enjoyable cricket.
You're right. And you're quite happy to come. You're able to come. It's not a problem for you to come.
To David Cameron. At the cricket. Just... to relax and enjoy himself.
And you're quite happy to come. You're able to come. It's not a problem for you to come.
Oh, you're amazing. Yeah, he loved his home, Graham.
I think he was talking about the traffic.
He was, yeah.
Yes.
Okay, water, please.
Oh, dear.
Here we go. Pretty wet today, lads. Now it's Mark Chappers Chapman on Five Live Sport off of going to the loo on this show and never coming back. Mm-hmm. Now, I don't watch Match of the Day that often. Sorry, Chappers. But if they promise more of this, I definitely will.
Earlier, it finished Manchester United 1, Manchester City 2, if you weren't with us. We've already told you it's Arsenal 1, Southampton 1 at half-time, and West Ham 2, Watford 2. You'll want to watch Match of the Day tonight to see Dimitri Payet's Rabona.
Now, what's that, please?
It's not how it's the Rabona.
Yes, please.
Because
I want to see it. What is it?
It's like it's sort of a flick.
A clever flicky football move.
Leg goes behind the Rabona.
You'll want to watch Match of the Day tonight to see Dimitri Payet's Rabona.
I look forward to that. Mark Chapman there talking about Dimitri Payet and his Rabona. I've got it here. The method of kicking a football where the kicking leg is wrapped around the back of the standing leg. A Rabona. Paul in Leeds sent that one in. Thanks, Paul. Water, please. Now, back to the cricket. More on Five Live. Now, it is full of bizarre phrases and terms that I don't understand. Like, googly, is that one?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Silly mid-off?
Mm-hmm.
Maiden overs?
Mm-hmm.
What does it all mean, Graham?
Mm-mm.
But imagine how pleased I was when I heard this, something I can finally relate to in the cricket.
There were 50 without loss after the first five overs, Nottinghamshire. Hales creaming Willy into the mid-wicket boundary.
He just went over himself.
Oh, Graham, you made a mess of yourself.
Hales creaming Willy into the mid-wicket boundary.
I don't understand that one.
All right, okay, you don't get it either. Water, please.
Drenched.
Absolutely drenched.
Oh, dear.
Now we're going over to Highbrow Quiz Only Connect on BBC Two. At last, after years of watching this quiz, something I can finally understand.
And that's it. Your time is up. The wall has frozen, but you found a group. And can you tell me what connects Cheney, Advocaat, Francis, Turpin?
They're all dicks.
They are all dicks. I can confirm that is correct.
It's true, they are all dicks. Dick Cheney, Dick Advocaat, Dick Turpin, Dick Francis. All dicks. Oh. Loads and loads of you sent that one to us. If you spot an innuendo, remember you can email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk. You know I love your emails. Okay.
You all right?
You okay there?
Yeah. Good.
Only got a couple more, Graham, and you can dry off.
Any shout-outs for anyone or at this point? No.
My little boy, Wilf, he's devastated. He's at school. He can't listen to this.
Oh, you can watch it later, though, when I play
it. He will be watching it later.
Awesome.
Hello, son.
Hello, son. Hi, Wilf. Right. Now we're going to Radio 1's Alice Levine. Alice has never had a catchphrase, but I do admire her for trying out this one with Bear Grylls.
It's quite humbling when you see kind of what ordinary people have been through, and it will make you cry and it will leave you feeling like you're conquering the world.
Wow, that is such a promise, and don't come on a full stomach.
I mean, it could catch on, Alice.
Don't come on a full stomach.
It's no all right treacle, is it?
Hello.
Thank you to Scott in Cannock for sending that one in. And finally,
don't come on a full stomach.
Right, here we go.
Let's have it.
Finally, over to Test Match Special on Five Live with the legend Jonathan Agnew. Aggers has been doing Test Match Special for years, and that's why he's never afraid to speak his mind.
The umpires are on their way, taking rather watery shadows with them. So still a little bit of sunshine at the moment. The stewards are vacating. Thankfully, off they go. Well, a menacing chap there with a large black beard heading off over the boundary. Wouldn't like to cross swords with him necessarily.
Wow. And that was Graham Swan, Indian Bingo. On a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being awful and 10 being great. Graham, how much did you enjoy it?
9.
A 9? That's solid.
Go,
go and see Graham. He's on his theatre tour right now. He's going to places like Bridgewater and Southampton and Eastbourne and Exeter and Basingstoke and London and Stafford and that. Thanks, Graham.
Thank you.
That was awesome today. Graham Swan, In You and a Bingo. You can watch it later if you missed it live.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, are you confident today?
I'm ready for bangers.
Are you right? Okay, you won yesterday.
Yeah.
Let's see what happens today, then.
This is Scott Mills.
BBC Radio 1.
Emma, 18, in Guildford. Good afternoon.
Hi there.
You okay?
I'm very well, thank you, yes.
Right, so you're about to embark on a new adventure.
Yes, I'm off to uni.
Yes. Which one?
Birmingham.
Oh, it's not like Guildford, you know.
No, I know.
Are you scared, nervous, excited?
All of the above. I'm intrigued.
It's going to be great.
It's
and what
be great.
What are you studying?
Mechanical engineering.
Whoa.
Yes. Do you know, I spent a lot of time in Birmingham. I really like it. You will love it.
Thank you. I hope so.
You will. And look out for Mr. Egg, please. That's the place that's all
is
you need.
It's still on.
It's still on.
Okay.
I was there a couple of weeks ago. I was like, I can't still be on. They've reopened it.
And then
after a night out, that's what you need, right?
Yeah, of course.
And when do you start there, Emma? When's freshers?
I go on Sunday.
Sunday.
Wow, so you're just packing things up at the moment then?
Yeah, basically.
How does that feel?
It's really weird.
Yeah.
But exciting.
Are you moving out of home?
Yeah.
Ah, weird. Oh, you'll be fine though. It's all going to be fine.
It's a really strange time, but you are going to love it. And yeah, as Scott said, it's all going to be fine. Would you like us to be the soundtrack? Well, you get to pick it now.
Yeah.
Okay, this is what I've got for you today, Emma. This is your prepping for uni anthem, potentially.
Okay.
I remember. Dead Mouse, what a tune.
This is good. This is very, very good.
Thank you.
Yeah, lush. That's annoying. It's annoying when you pick a good one, I've got to say. All right, Emma, you can have that, or you can have this. Jay-Z, Alicia Keys, Empire, State of Mind.
North Wales.
Yeah, you can change it to whatever town you're in if you want.
West Mid.
Guildford.
She actually did change it at Radio 1's Big Weekend. To banger. No, I think it was North Wales.
Yeah. Yeah, that's right.
Very unwise. Okay. What are we going to go for then, Emma?
Well, they both kicked me back. Yeah, to the good old days of discos and all that kind of thing.
Discos?
The good old days of discos.
I know.
She's
18.
Okay, so, yeah.
But I do think I know which one I'm going to go for.
Oh, okay. What is it then?
I'm sorry. Well, as I say, both great choices.
Thank you.
But there is, for me, a clear winner. I'm sorry. I've got to go with Chris.
Oh, yes. 2-0, Scott.
I wasn't expecting that.
Scott.
It's going to be one of those weeks.
It's all right, Emma.
I'm sorry.
No, well fine. Done, Emma. Enjoy it.
No, it's fine.
Thank you.
Fine.
Don't be awkward.
I'm actually fine.
Don't be awkward.
I'm fine. Put your lighters in the air, everybody say yeah, yeah. Come on. Yeah, yeah. In New York. Concrete jungle with dreams of pain. There's nothing you can do. Count your New York. These streets will make you feel brand new. Big lights will inspire you. Let's hear it for New York. New York. New York. Hi, Kath, who says yes, Mr. Egg, shout out. Also, a few people a bit annoyed about the lack of Dead Mouse situation, but that is a tune.
That is
a tune.
Yeah.
And I've not heard it for ages. Alicia Keys, Jay-Z, Empire State of Mind. 2-0.
2-0.
Just tutted that off of my dad.
That's where the fear kicks in now as well.
Yeah,
because if I win tomorrow, I've won the week already.
This is the tipping point now. I'm like, oh no, not another one.
And then you're on for a 5-balling.
Yeah, that's not going to happen. That's Alicia Keys there off of... do you remember there's a photo of me laying around in the studio about 3 or 4 months ago? And Annie Mac walked in going, babe,
Alicia Keys has just signed this photo of you.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember that? Why really has she signed strange. A photo of me? And she's like, hi, this is normal, not normal. Hi, Scott, Alicia Keys here. You've got nice eyes. Bye. Mm. And that was it.
Apparently, when she was doing the interview with Annie Mack, she was sort of playing with the picture the whole time. Who would
not
have
sure
thought?
I'm comfortable with that. I know. Makes you think, doesn't it? Right, Chasing State is coming up, and also the Chainsmokers, the UK's official number one.
Track of the day.
Track of the day.
BBC Radio 1.
You're still keen on getting the Chainsmokers in, are you?
Oh, I'm really keen. Well, I'm never going to suggest anything for the radio show ever again. No, what's the point?
What do you mean?
No, because you're just taking the mick.
I'm not taking the
mick. That's it. No more ideas.
It's just a weird
That's
text
it.
To get at the weekend. Mate, can we get the Chainsmokers in? Out of anyone you could choose. I mean, they are the UK's official number one right now.
If my boss is listening right now, then I won't stop the ideas. They'll just keep coming.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Chris, you're in Spain last week.
Yes.
A lovely holiday, apart from a couple of fires that were raging around your apartment.
Mm.
But everyone was fine.
But yeah, after all of that, end up being a very nice holiday. Lots of nice food, lots of nice drinks, lots of nice people.
Relaxing.
It was really good.
Yeah. Tell us what you did last night.
All right. So, okay, fine. Anyway,
classic. This is always what I do, like the day after my holiday, by the way. Like, you're not alone here at all.
I just miss holiday.
Yeah.
So thought what I would do is cook myself a lovely paella and have some sangria.
It's classic. Come back from Spain. Hi, girlfriend. Should we have a paella tonight? A bit of sangria.
All right, girlfriend. Yeah. But then I told you this and you're like, this is classic. This
everyone
is what
does
everyone
it.
Does. You come back from holiday and then you've got to make the holiday food that you've had on holiday.
But also what you do is you convince yourself that you're gonna do this all the time. It's actually we could have a paella like once a week. It never happens.
I was in Spain eating all these things, like seafood, croquettes.
Oh,
all of these kind of, and I was saying to myself, do you know what? I'm going to have this more often.
Yeah,
I'm going to eat like a Spaniard.
Yeah, and you go to the shops, you're like, oh, aren't these fish big? Oh, these prawns are massive. We can't get these big at home, can you?
Massive prawns, and the other thing with it is you always like on a takeaway night, you always go for the same things. You never go, I'm going to go Spanish tonight.
You don't, no.
Do you?
You don't.
There's certain countries where you just don't do it, and I'm going to start doing that.
It's like when me and my flatmate went to Thailand, my ex-flatmate back in the day. Bosh, straight after the flight, it was like, let's go to the Thai supermarket, which was at least 20 miles away. We'll buy some fish sauce and I'll do some pad Thai. Happened literally once.
BBC Radio 1.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Are you still working on those ideas?
Of course I am. I'm always working on ideas.
Hmm.
Thing is, Scott, at some point, we do need a plan B. And one of these... it just needs one idea from me. We're completely sorted.
Right. Why, what have you heard?
No, not heard anything.
Okay.
Not heard anything. I'm just saying you need to always be thinking, always need to be developing new ideas.
Yeah.
And that's me.
On
and
to the next thing, yeah?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Obviously, there was the news that the Great British Bake Off is moving somewhere else.
Yeah. Well, you act fast, don't you?
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. You can't sit around with these things. Loads of other people will be doing the same. There is a big gap.
There is
going to
be
emerge in that schedule.
It's going to be a bit of a gap in a year's time, isn't it? When Bake Off isn't on BBC anymore on Wednesday night.
Yeah. So I'm thinking I can come up with what's going to replace it.
Really?
You laugh, but what's stopping me?
Ideas?
No. I've got loads of ideas.
Okay.
Honestly, Scott, I've got loads of ideas.
Okay, tell me some.
Well, no, what I was thinking is rather than just telling you, because I could tell you the ideas, but you're not going to do anything with them. For a number of different reasons. You're not the best person to tell.
Cheers.
But you do know some good people.
I do, yes.
And actually what we could do is take these ideas and give them to someone who can actually make this stuff happen.
Right, so you're not going to tell me because I can't put them on TV?
No, I can tell you right now, but what I'm saying is, if I'm going to tell you, why don't we tell someone important? Why don't we tell someone who can get these kind of ideas on the television?
Right, who do you want?
You know a few of them. Well, the one I'd like... is we've spoken to her before, is you've got the number for Amanda Ross, haven't you?
Yes, I do.
She's a massive deal in the world of TV.
Big.
She's in charge of Saturday Kitchen and big, big shows.
Massive shows.
So what I'm thinking is rather than just tell you now, let's tell her. they're all good ideas. Just trust me with them.
Yeah. Here's the thing, right? Amanda is potentially in the future a source of some work for me.
Oh, and me.
Sure. So, yeah. So, if you could not make this terrible or awkward, that would be awesome.
No, trust me. These are great ideas.
The Scott Mills Daily.
So a little bit earlier, half an hour or so ago, Chris was... I caught you writing up some creative ideas for TV shows there.
Yeah. Well, you probably
during the radio show, which
I mean, you probably just heard on Newsbeat that that Bake Off is off.
Yeah, well, it's not off yet. It's going to Channel 4.
Oh, yeah.
So we both know a very big boss in the world of TV. She's, like, well important.
Powerful.
Powerful lady. And she does shows like... well, they make shows like Saturday Kitchen. I actually just found out they're one of the biggest suppliers of shows to the BBC. And you genuinely want to call her, don't you?
Yeah.
With these new ideas for that hole that might be needing to be filled in like a year's time from now.
These are good.
Okay, well, I've got the number here. Do you want me to call it?
Yes.
Okay, I'm pressing call for you. Oh, cool. Here we go. This lady is important.
Hello.
Is that Amanda?
Yeah, hi.
Hi, Amanda, it's Chris Stark.
Oh, hello, how are you?
Yes, you remember me.
Yes, I do. You last called me because you fancied yourself as a new host of Saturday Kitchen.
Exactly, yeah. Any further thoughts on that?
Well, I think you follow the show on Twitter, and you've probably seen that our viewers really firmly want a chef.
I know, and it's actually doing well, isn't it?
Yeah, it's doing really well. The ratings are the same as they were this time last year. So, no, we're doing fine. We've got a group of people, really strong chefs, now hosting.
Oh, the thing is, I'm loving it at the moment.
Oh, good. Who's been your favourite?
Tom Kerridge, of course.
Oh, yeah, he was amazing. Yeah, really amazing. So, yeah.
We love him.
We all love Tom.
As you probably know, I'm on the radio at the moment, but it was such an important call this that we felt we'd like to call you right now.
Okay.
Yeah. What I was hoping to do is pitch to you some TV ideas, some ideas for TV shows that I think could be really, really good. You've got the power to make these TV shows appear on TV.
And why is it so urgent?
I'm just thinking Wednesday nights are looking a little bit empty at the moment, potentially.
Yeah, you could say that from mid-2017, isn't it, that it's going to be a nice big slot opening up.
But I appreciate it takes a while to get budgets together and all that kind of thing and book presenters. So anyway, I thought I'd grab the bull by the horns.
Well, the thing is, who'd have thought that Bake Off would have been such a hit before a baking competition? Good ideas can come from anywhere, so why not?
That's what I'm saying. So with that
something else.
Attitude of positivity and an openness, I'd like to pitch you this.
Okay.
Britain's Best Bush.
This is on the radio now, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Scott teams up with fellow Housewives favourite Alan Titchmarsh, although we can always change that, to tour the UK in search of Britain's best bush.
He's very ITV now, Alan Titchmarsh. Apart from that, I can't see much wrong with that as an idea, because people love titles, don't they? Things that are arresting. But it sounds like it could be a good... Channel 5 show to me, more than BBC.
Their green fingers will be busy all over the nation as Alan and Scott, well, maybe not Alan, rummage through bushes from the finely trimmed to the big and bushy. The winning bush cutter will receive a cash prize.
No, I don't think we're going to get that away somehow.
From bonsai to shrub, it's time for Britain to get their bushes out. What are we saying to that one then, not BBC?
No.
All right. Okay, well, let's be positive. Let's carry on.
Okay.
Let me pitch you this. Okay. Fit on the phone, add 10 stone.
Pardon?
Fit on the phone, add 10 stone.
Fit on the phone?
Can you really tell how fit someone is just by their voice? Does the voice of Siri turn you on a bit, but you've never seen what he looks like?
Well, they've had blind dating shows, haven't they?
In an age of dating apps, will you find your sexy Siri? Do they sound like Brad Fit, but are actually Brad Fat?
It doesn't sound very visual, though. That's the thing. What are we going to see? What are we going to see on the screen? It sounds like a radio idea. Why don't you do it on the radio? Because you can just listen then. That's something you could do anyway. And you have the power to put things on the radio, as you're doing now.
But then you can't see how they actually look. That's the thing, isn't it?
Well, you could use a webcam, can you? Or get someone to tweet a picture.
Yeah, sounds like you're passing on this one. Okay, well, if we're sticking with BBC talent, I've got a list here for some of those. How about this one? Zoe Ball's in your court.
great title and Zoe's great presenter. So if we know what the show was, because you need something a bit beyond the title.
Mm. Zoe gives you all the behind the scenes gossip from different local Crown Courts. This is Law Live.
Well, maybe, you know, afternoon slot. Judge Rinder does very well on ITV, but I can't see it spilling the Bake Off shoes, really.
Okay, so you're not something thinking for the big Wednesday night?
No. I think you need to think more along the lines of stirring the nation's consciousness. You need to think about what can everyone at home think they could get involved with.
Okay.
Or have a go at.
Okay, I wasn't doing these in order of favourite, but I have got some more. They're not as thought through, but just see if anything grabs you.
So those previous ones were really thought through.
They were the sort of the marquee ones, but...
thankfully, my development team spends slightly more time before they pitch an idea.
Well, I'll tell you what...
These sound a bit like back of an envelope, but the thing is, simple ideas, if it's got, you know, if it's got a kernel, we could always develop it.
Okay, quick yes or no to this then.
Okay.
Straight from the horse's mouth, presented by Claire Baldwin.
Sounds like a chat show.
It's Claire Baldwin. Claire Balding. Sorry, I wrote it down wrong.
Sounds like a chat show.
I'm having a mare.
She does one of those.
A penny for your thoughts.
What's the show?
Piers Morgan tours towns of the UK inviting normal people to share their stories.
No.
If they do, a penny for their thoughts, fine.
No. Have you got anything sensible?
Father of the Wide.
Doesn't sound very politically correct.
Sue Barker up the wrong tree.
See, there is a little bit more to coming up with an idea for a show than a punchline. But, I mean, maybe you should put all these things together and present a one-off show called The Worst Ideas Ever Pitched.
The World's Hairiest Beaver?
No.
Okay.
No.
Two more.
Okay.
One more, actually. Fanny by Gaslight.
No.
Fine. Okay, well, that's food for thought anyway.
Yeah, as much as I love you and I think you're an enormous talent, I really do, and I love the show, I think you should stick to radio. You're very good at that.
But okay, well, maybe I'll just write up a couple of the ones that you said maybe to and I'll email those over.
All right, then. Headlines, make sure it actually sounds like a show, though, and make sure it sounds like it could last longer than, you know, 2 minutes.
Yeah, cool. I'll take that on board. Thank you so much, Amanda.
Bye
then, bye.
It's a good job she likes us. I thought she was about to go for Britain's Best Bush, but then it wasn't to be.
It was all right, that one.
Yep, so none of those will fill the Wednesday night slot in mid-2017. I think we can all be sure of that.
The Scott Mills Daily.
BBC Radio 1.
Hi, Alice, off of Tattoo Fixers on E4. She's been on again.
Oh.
Happy birthday. She wants Sunita saying happy birthday. We haven't got time for that, but I would like to wish you, Alice, you tattoo fixer from E4, happy birthday.
And many more.
However, the cushion that you've just purchased or been sent for your birthday with mine and your face on it is scaring me a little bit. I've got to be honest there.
The Scott Mills Daily.
I've not seen him for time, but here's the man who's just entered a fitness protection programme. It's Charlie Sloth. All right, my darling.
Fitness protection, you know.
Isn't it, though?
You've waited to use that one for a minute in your Millsy.
Done now,
already. How you been, man?
I'm all right, mate. What's going on?
Same old, just taking the world over a step at a time.
Is it? All the H's are on, are they?
No, you know, I moved on.
What do you mean?
I am now the
Lava and Ignite.
I am the biggest hip-hop DJ in Europe.
Technically.
That's rude.
No, you are. I know, like, you're a credible DJ, man.
Very, very
credible
DJ.
I'm honoured to have you on this show.
No, it's cool. I'm not mad at that, you know. I'm honoured to be on the show.
Thank you. So it's busy, is it? Busy summer?
Obviously. Been very busy. Done my last Ibiza on Friday, Ushuaia, and I missed my plane on the way back.
Oh, man.
What happened?
Long story. It's basically my tour manager's fault. I left my passport under the pillow.
That's not his fault.
Well, it is his fault. It's his responsibility to make sure I got my passport. We got to the airport. We're about to board the plane. Have you got your passport and boarding pass? Boarding pass. Ding. Passport.
Oh no, right now I do not like that.
It was actually PA, to be honest. But yeah, I didn't get on my flight and I was a very angry man.
Should we play Real or No Real?
Shall we?
Yeah.
Okay, let's play the game. Is this real?
Canadian rapper Drake has bought his neighbour's house so they can no longer complain about the noise.
You know when you fly, is it private yet? Or is it still when the plane lands? A little trumpet they do.
Oh, gosh. I'm still flying with, you know, the normal folk.
So Drake has bought his neighbour's house so that they can't complain about the noise anymore.
Brilliant idea.
Yeah, now, I know he talks about this in his lyrics, but I don't know if he's actually done it.
Right.
Yeah. I mean, he's got a lot of dough.
And obviously, being a musician, he's probably going to be quite loud.
Very loud. The parties are notorious.
Are they?
Yeah, the pool parties, yeah.
Are they?
Being invited.
Sounds like your house. So what are your neighbours saying? They all good?
Oh, I've moved now.
You've moved?
Moved.
What about the mansion?
Poor neighbours.
I've moved. So, you know, got new neighbours now.
Yeah.
They're not very close, but they're neighbours.
Yeah, of course.
You know? Yeah. Still neighbours.
Not that they're not near though, are they?
Got a lake at the back of my house.
No, you haven't.
I actually have. I've got a lake. It's
flooded, is it?
It's not flooded, it's a lake. Yeah.
Thinks it's Will Smith and
it's a lake. Done already.
Have you called, or I suppose we can't say, but you're one of those that would have given the house a name.
It's got a name,
wouldn't you?
It's got a name, yeah. Hasn't got a door number, it's got a name.
Yeah.
What's it called?
I can't
Fat
say
Fighters.
That. I'm not gonna come on roots. Fat Fighters. That's rude.
I'm joking. Who's that pop star that used to book out hotel rooms the other side of theirs?
Yeah.
For the noise.
We're not allowed to say.
Anyway, so has Drake bought his neighbour's house so they can no longer complain about the noise?
I'm going to say no real on this one.
I think he's got all the money, so what a way to solve a situation.
You would though, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I'm going to go real.
That one is real.
It's real. Oh, absolutely true. In 2015's Where You At, Drake said that he would buy the neighbour's house if they complained about the noise. And in 2016, that's this year, he has done it. He spent $2.85 million to buy his next-door neighbour's house. Massive five bedrooms plus a guest room, but still not as big as yours.
Nope.
And next.
Reality TV stars have been banned from this year's I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here.
Nah, I don't think that reality stars are celebrities anyway, are they, really?
Well, they kind of are.
Are they?
Yeah.
Depends what you mean by celebrity. I mean, people do know them, don't they? They've got lots of followers on Twitter.
Yeah, I suppose.
Yeah, I mean, it's still really popular, the world of celebrity TV.
Do you know what? I think there's been some great reality TV stars that have gone on to do other things that they've excelled at. Which then they deserve the celebrity status.
Like who?
Rylan.
Yeah.
He's a good one.
He's a good one, actually.
But sometimes I
think Mark Wright is another good one.
But they're bought into I'm a Celebrity, I think, because they know they're going to cause a drama, whereas I like seeing the other types of celebrities causing drama. So yeah. I'm all for this kind of rule with it.
I tell you what I don't like is when it's like, oh, they've already been on a reality show and then they go on another reality show, like most of this year's Big Brother contestants.
That was so whack.
I don't care that you've been on X on the Beach and now you're in Big Brother.
So dead.
Be famous in the first place, please. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Whoa.
That was a slap.
I'm just saying.
That's you sliding off the fence there for once.
No, they're just going from one show to another. That's all.
Yeah, I love that.
Right, thank you.
I love that opinion.
Anyway, so I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. The reality stars have been banned from this show.
Who are they going to get on there? If that's the case, who are they going to put on there?
I'm going to go real.
Not real.
Would you do it?
I've been asked to do it. I've been asked for the last few years. Yeah, I wouldn't do it.
Oh, why not? You'd be so good.
Got bare dough, fam.
Isn't it, though?
I don't need to do it. I'm rich.
I would enjoy Man in the Jungle.
Real or no real?
No real.
Real.
That one is no real.
No, but they are looking for some more credible celebrities for this year's Jungle
lineup. Would you do it, Millsy?
BBC Radio 1. The Scott Mills Daily.
Those are your Tuesday best bits. We're back tomorrow from 1 on BBC Radio 1. Scott Mills.